Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Welcome back. It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Let's get through some of the top stories in the news. Of course, one of the big stories that just came out just a little bit ago, the Federal Reserve did decide to go ahead and raise the interest rates to another quarter of a point. So it wasn't the full three quarters of a point that they've done in the past, but still, quarter of a point is still raising the interest rates. It's not coming down at all. So that's something we got to be aware of. And they're trying to do this balance here of like, okay, we keep raising the interest rates. And I saw some article saying, I can't remember if it was from NPR or what, but it was basically saying that the Federal Reserve right now is having to balance the two things. They're having to balance trying to raise the interest rates to stave off inflation while protecting banks. And I got me thinking, but wait a minute. If the interest rate's going up, doesn't that actually help banks? Don't they make more money on different things? I mean, because now what happens is when you start to have the interest rates rise, it actually helps deposits as far as savings deposits. We've always seen whenever interest rates rise higher, people end up putting more money in savings. So, okay, then shouldn't they be doing okay? Like that's not what's causing the bank collapse. You know what I mean? All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Then continue on here, some of the other stories. So some takeaways from President Xi's trip to Russia. I was reading a few articles of their takeaways and what they're talking about. And it goes, let's see here. One is they're saying the takeaways was, one, there is no peaceful path forward, no meaningful path forward. So apparently President Xi was trying to figure out a way to have a ceasefire and to have peace talks. And so even President Xi was not able to get that accomplished. And basically Russia and Vladimir Putin was like, look, we will have peace talks, but not with a ceasefire. We're not going to have a ceasefire and then have peace talks. We're going to have peace talks while we're fighting. In fact, even yesterday, President Zelensky of Ukraine said any kind of ceasefire would be a simply freeze. It would just freeze and give Russia time to prepare and come back again. So he feels like a ceasefire would not be good enough because all that's doing is going to be pausing and allowing them to regroup and to build up their military. Some of the other things was President Xi and Vladimir Putin's conversation was the unification against the United States of America, and also how they're going to unify when it comes to economies and energy, that they'll support each other and things like that. So those are just some of the takeaways from the thing right there. Good point. I was saying, I'm not sure how exactly the banks, like the bank failures could be on the inflation rate. And here's the text says, well, people get a lot less loans, a lot less. I guess that's true. Yeah, that's true. Plus, not just that, we're actually seeing banks are denying people. I don't know if you've seen the denial rate of automobiles, but the denial rates have been going up quite a bit where they are. So yeah, there's been so they're denying loans, and people are just not willing to go get loans as well as much under this kind of environment. So I guess that's true. That does put some strain on the bank that way. Yeah. Thank you for that clarification. And I guess I'll give you a little bit of update. The Trump indictment is imminent. That's all we know. And now it's looking like the indictment will come maybe today, maybe tomorrow. The arraignment will come next week. Now it sounds like he's going to turn himself in next week. So apparently he's in conversations with the DA's office in Manhattan in order to get all this stuff done. So I got a couple other stories here for you, but first let's get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update is brought to you by Avalon HR. We do have slow moving traffic on Pine Forest Road. This is going to be in the northbound direction in between 9 Mile and I-10. Also on Blue Angel, if you're heading northbound, expect some slowdowns as you're approaching Softy Field Road. Those slowdowns are going to start right around Scotland Road. And if you see something else on the roads that's out of the ordinary, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. It's employing made easy. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So drug shortage fears are starting to pop up. They're saying patients, healthcare providers are facing shortages of critical drugs, according to a Senate report. And what kind of critical drugs? Cancer treatment drugs, apparently, is one of the areas that they're having a shortage of drugs, according to this new Senate report. UK is dealing with inflation. So the UK actually had 3 months in a row where their inflation rates dropped. And then it shot up to 10.4% in February. Oh, boy. Food costs being one of the major areas where their inflation has really ticked up. Then North Korea still being an aggravator over there, firing cruise missiles. United States has made a deal with Slovakia. Slovakia has offered U.S. helicopters for giving jets to Ukraine. So they basically got a discount on U.S. helicopters after announcing a transfer of fighter jets to Ukraine. And then Gerber baby formula has been recalled over a potential bacteria contamination. So this is yet another one right there. It's the Soothe Pro powdered infant formula, in case you have that. It's sold nationwide, including at Walmart's and Target's. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Here's a text. It's simply, they're going to cause a depression. Buy up the failed banks and businesses for pennies, in my opinion. Talking about the bank. Remember Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, yesterday, pointed out that banks, that we probably could have more bank failures in the coming weeks. So I guess just be prepared for that. As long as there's no bank bailouts, I'm okay with it. It stinks that they're going to have these failed banks that get bought up with pennies, but it's better than a bailout. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we've got a top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom. So stick around for that.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell
right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. 20. Fiesta Pensacola is excited to announce that the 2023 Fiesta Children's Treasure Hunt is coming up April 1st. It's going to be at Museum Plaza in downtown Pensacola. This event is free, and it's going to include fun for the whole family. Free registration begins on site at 11:30 a.m. April 1st and has a free lunch, snow cones, games, arts and crafts, a scavenger hunt until 2:30. There'll be various field day games for children and families, in addition to music, live dance performances, and special appearances from some of our favorite local mascot friends. Get more information on our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. So coming up here in, coming up here in about 8 minutes. I mentioned this story the other day about the invasive species, the ball python. And now there's scientists that are saying they don't think that we're going to be able to eradicate this invasive species at all. So I kind of want to talk about that next in about 6 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, Bobby, the Federal Reserve is hiking interest rates by a quarter point despite concerns over the banking system. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said inflation remains too high and the labor market is very tight. A Denver high school where two faculty members were shot will remain closed for the rest of the week. According to the school district, which made the announcement about Denver East High School, it was the scene of a shooting allegedly carried out by a student. Three people have now died as a result of contaminated eye drops, according to the CDC. The health agency adds eight people have lost vision in at least one eye. Several others have had to have their eyeballs removed through surgery due to a strain of bacteria that's drug resistant. And Gracie, if you're in the mood for a new gym playlist, Spotify released the official Coronation Celebration playlist in honor of King Charles. Includes a roster of legendary British musicians, including Queen, David Bowie, and The Who. Also newer artists like Ed Sheeran, Harry Styles, and Kate Bush.
Not interested.
No.
I was going to pretend there for a second, but I couldn't even pretend. Like,
well, usually your standards is interesting, but you thought about it. You're like, no, it's not.
I did.
I was going to say that's interesting.
And then I was like, no, it's actually not interesting. I don't like that story at all.
I heard a story.
Because sometimes I say interesting when I'm meaning weird.
So
I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Like, okay, that gives me something to think about. And this one's like, I don't want to think about that.
So you're not rushing to Spotify right now to download the playlist.
Got
it.
No, that's
right. I knew Gracie exactly would like
it. Is it Gracie? What about yourself?
I don't know if I'd use it for my gym playlist, but I might check it out. I got Spotify open right now.
There you go.
See if it comes through the bumper music.
Yeah. Could do a coronation themed show one day.
I heard that he couldn't get artists to like perform at his coronation or something like that.
I did see that too.
Yeah, a while ago, a couple of weeks ago or something.
Like he couldn't, like they all said, no, we're not interested, or like we're all booked or whatever.
A little bit of both, I think.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was a little bit of both. It was like artists were turning him down. Like, no, we don't really want to come to
the
perform
king
at your coronation. Yeah. So, which is like, oh.
Maybe they're just holding out for King William.
There you go. That's maybe what they're trying to do, So either way, very weird. It's Pensacola. I don't understand I think there's more people in America obsessed with the royalty over there than in Britain. Like in Britain, they're all like down with the king, down with the queen. And here we're like, oh, it's a king and queen. Everybody wants to be a princess. Like, I think there's more fascination with royalty here than there is over there.
I don't get it, but I clock in. When there's a wedding or a coronation, I don't explain it. I don't know the reason why. It's just it comes on the TV, and I'm like, yes, I'm in on this.
Well, there you go.
I don't know.
My mom's the same way. I have zero interest.
I don't quite go as far as Gracie goes though with the tea parties at like 5 a.m. or 3 in the morning when the wedding starts.
She wears royalty.
That's right.
Well, Joe, if you're
gowns.
Doing anything in May,
May 6th,
I can make some scones.
There we go.
Is May 6th? Do you even know the date?
Well, because it was in the article. But yeah, Saturday, May 6th.
All right. Well, I think that's my... Yeah,
you're rotating your hubcaps that day.
I've got something good. Exactly. I was going to say, I think I have to mow my lawn with scissors that day. There's other things, much other things I'd rather do. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
I'm not going to take offense to that you won't come to my tea party, but roads are looking good right now with I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. Of course, we're going to see our typical traffic on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge, and 98 spotty traffic getting out of Gulf Breeze proper heading towards Tiger Point, as well as westbound leaving Windhaven Beach from going towards Navarre. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru, the all-new 2023 Outback, is now in stock. Your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So coming up here next, talk a little bit about invasive species. Stick around for that next.
Down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot at redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight, far away.
That's called right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Scientists are saying that the invasive species down in Florida, down in the southern Florida area, which, well, I guess we'll talk about it. Anyway, down in southern Florida, the Everglades, they think it's about impossible to eradicate them. There is not going to be any kind of eradication of the boa constrictors down there. The reason is because, well, they point out that it's just a numbers thing. Like last year during the great python hunt that we had like 280 pythons killed. 280. That's fantastic. But each python, like female python, can have anywhere from 50 to 100 eggs. So we killed 231 snakes last year during the python challenge, yet every female out there can have up to 50 to 100 eggs. It's just a numbers game. We're losing fast. Right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You know the saying, money can't buy happiness? Well, science has actually proven that it can. I've mentioned before that it was actually Glenn Beck who I heard him say one time. He's like, I've been broke to where the only thing I could eat was like coupons I would get for free from the radio station to get pizza. I've been broke. And he goes, and I've been very wealthy. He goes, and I could tell you, money may not buy happiness, but it sure makes it easier. And then, of course, I love Daniel Tosh's joke about it. Goes, money may not buy happiness, but it can buy a jet ski. And have you ever seen anybody unhappy on a jet ski? So it's like, yeah. So anyway, science has estimated that, yes, there is an amount that can make you happy, relatively happy. But then the relative happiness after that amount stops. So I'll tell you what that is in about 6 minutes from now, right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Register today for Navy Federal's 13th annual 5K. It's on Saturday, April 1st, downtown Pensacola. Race starts at 8 a.m. and begins and ends at Seville Quarter. Get more details on NavyFederal.org/5K. Now, top three stories, and then we'll get into your sports hit. Federal Reserve has raised interest rates 0.25%, so a quarter of a point, despite banking concerns. President Xi from China has doubled down on China's support for Vladimir Putin, and there seems to be no path for peace in the Russia-Ukraine war. And UK's inflation prices jumped up 10.4% in February as food costs skyrocket. That is your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right. NBA's on, was it NBA TV? No, ESPN tonight. And it's going to be a 6:30 game, the Golden State Warriors against Dallas Mavericks, followed by the Phoenix Suns against the LA Lakers. Major League Baseball preseason earlier today, the Houston Astros beat the Mets, Washington Nationals beat the Yankees, and right now the Cubs are beating the Oakland A's 3-1 at the end of the sixth inning. NCAA men's basketball, the NIT tournament. Charlotte is beating Eastern Kentucky 42-24. Oh boy, that game is on ESPN2. And coming up later on ESPN2 at 6 o'clock, University of Alabama Birmingham is going to be playing Vanderbilt, and then the late game is going to be Cincinnati against Utah Valley University. That'll be on at 8 o'clock on ESPN2 for the NIT tournament. Then where'd it go? I think there's NHL hockey on TNT tonight. Yes, there is. At 7 o'clock, the Penguins take on the Avalanche, followed by the Arizona Coyotes taking on Edmonton. I'll get you your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf. Oh, Gracie's on the phone. Never mind. So let me go ahead and hit some of your sports news real quick. The LA Clippers will not have Paul George for 2 to 3 weeks. He suffered a knee sprain in last night's game. If you're a Pelicans fan, New Orleans Pelicans have cleared Zion Williamson for on-court activities. Still has quite a bit of a timeline before he could actually return to the team. In NCAA basketball, Armando Bacot is returning for his fifth season at University of North Carolina. He's went ahead and signed his fifth-year option. Says it's the right decision for his future. And then in the NFL, a couple stories here. The Jets have added wide receiver Mecole Hardman while they traded Elijah Moore over to the Browns. And a Canadian billionaire is looking to buy the Washington Commanders. So we've had the Washington Commanders being looked at by Jeff Bezos, apparently. They've been looked at by we've looked at it with Magic Johnson, who's going to be joining in with the owner of the, I can't remember which the team was, but he was going in with the owner of this team. It was a basketball team, I believe. Yeah. And so he's trying to go in with that. You've had quite a few interests of people who wanted to buy the Commander. Now you got a billionaire from Canada who's looking at doing so. All right, let's get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
We have our typical afternoon delays. That's Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, as well as Highway 90 getting into Milton heading in the westbound direction as you are approaching over Blackwater River. That's when it starts to clear up. 98 getting into Navarre from Windhaven Beach. Expect some slow traffic. Again, that's going to be 98 heading westbound. And I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So I saw this story. You know, there's all this buzz about Governor DeSantis and what he would do if he goes up against Donald Trump. And Trump, of course, has been attacking DeSantis. And DeSantis, pretty much for the most part, has been just kind of letting it go. And, you know, hey, I'm focusing on being a governor. Well, that was until he had an interview with Fox Nation's Piers Morgan Uncensored that is going to air tomorrow. And apparently in this interview, he's finally started going after Trump, attacking his character and his chaotic leadership style. Really? Okay. He's not made his announcement or anything like that. He is expected to possibly announce, President, I'm talking about Governor DeSantis, And at one sentence, he says, if I run, I'll be running against Biden. Yeah, he says, if I were to run, I'm running against Biden. Like, me and Trump are competing for the Republican, potentially. I get that. But ultimately, you know, the guy I'm going to focus on is Biden because I think he's failed the country. I think the country wants a change. I think they want a fresh start and a new direction. So we'll be very vocal about that. And then Piers Morgan asked, do you think you could beat Biden? He says, I think so, unhesitantly and emphatically. So that airs tomorrow, and I'm sure we'll get a lot more from that because apparently the word is, from those who have seen it, is he takes the gloves off against Trump. And even in the statement, like, I'm going to focus on, you know, I'm going to focus on Biden if I run, makes it sound like he's confident he's just going to win the primary if he ran. I mean, what would you even be talking about? I think this is another, I was saying before, I didn't think DeSantis was going to run, but there was something that happened just a little bit ago. Oh, he went to Iowa. When he went to Iowa, I was like, oh, okay, that's a little bit, you know, that's a bit of a red flag for somebody wanting to run. And then now this, doing a national interview where he's talking about if I ran, it's like, why would you even talk about that if you have zero plans to run? You know what I mean? All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up here next. We're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. And then we'll also tell you, how much money do you need to be happy? That's right. If money could buy happiness, what's that amount? Might surprise you. That's next on News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom for a quick news update. Joe?
Well, Bobby, a New York City grand jury hearing the case involving former President Trump could meet again tomorrow. They were told to stay home today. They're investigating alleged money paid to Stormy Daniels by former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen. France's president defending the decision to implement a bill to raise the nation's retirement age. Emmanuel Macron said he did not enjoy the bill, but had to take action because the situation will only get worse if it's allowed to drag on as is. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says Norfolk Southern is obligated to clean up the town of East Palestine following last month's train derailment. He testified before a Senate panel today, detailing how the town's residents are worried about potential long-term health impacts. And stocks higher. Interest rates went up again today. Federal Reserve did another rate hike, a quarter of a percentage point, trying to get a hold of inflation that hasn't been seen at this level in decades, Bobby.
Yeah, there you go. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. So real quick here before we get to traffic on the fives. So scientists have figured out that money can buy you happiness, according to science. That's right. You don't have to just ask somebody who don't have money. And I was just joking about this earlier. I said, you know, I heard somebody who said, look, I've been broke, like just dead broke, and I've been rich. And I could tell you, rich does not make necessarily buy you happiness, but it does make it a lot easier to find happiness. And I'm like, yeah, I could see that. I mean, you're taking away, when you look at the stresses of life, you can have stressful relationships, you can have stress because of health, but if you're taking away the stress of finances, then hey, you already got a little bit of a little bit of leeway, right, on the happiness train. So, but scientists, this is what's interesting. They found that yes, money can make you happy, but the level of joy levels out once your income hits about $75,000 a year. That's right. They're saying basically those under $75,000 a year, the less money you have on average, the less happy they can be. But once you get to $75,000 a year, it's basically the cap. The happiness or the joy you can experience levels out, which I thought was very interesting. That's much lower than what I would have expected or thought. But there's some extra thoughts on that. There's another study coming out of Wharton School at University of Pennsylvania that disagrees with that just a little bit. I'll talk about that next, right after Traffic on the Fives.
I-10 and I-110 not showing any slowdowns. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect your everyday afternoon delays as well as getting closer to the Navarre Beach Bridge. This is going to be in the westbound direction leaving Windhaven Beach. Highway 90 throughout Pensacola on Nine Mile Road, Scenic Highway, Cervantes and Mobile Highway looking good as well as Blue Angel, Lillian Highway, and Gulf Beach. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So this recent research done shows that money can indeed buy you happiness, but your level of joy levels out after about $75,000 a year. Once you make about $75,000 a year, that's if you're going to be happy or unhappy, money doesn't have anything to do with it, is based on their research. However, University of Pennsylvania Wharton School says that happiness does not plateau after $75,000. It will actually continue to rise with your income well beyond $200,000 a year, even. Holy smokeronies. That's a lot of increase right there. $75,000 all the way up. So there you go. Just that. But either way, both of these major studies show one thing is true. The more income you have, the happier you are likely to be. Not always. Of course, there's exceptions to the rule, blah, blah, blah. I just thought that was kind of interesting. Yeah. Here's one that says, I'm calling BS on that $75,000 a year happiness study. Yeah. When it said $75,000 a year, I was like, it surprised me. I'm going to be surprised. I'll be honest. It surprised me. I was like, that's low. I would think you'd be happier being further than that. But then I started thinking about this. Maybe it's because they're married or in a dual household income. And so both people are making $75,000 a year. So really the household income's $150,000. And I was like, okay, that changes a lot of things. There's another text. Good point here. $75,000 a year would be okay, provided you have no debt. Yes, good point there as well. I didn't think about that because I actually do know some people who are like their home is even paid for. And boy, I tell you what, their levels of stress is like zero. All right, let's hit today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse. Apparently, a bunch of gym, like workout people, they are going viral because they're trying to get their protein. You know, guys who work out always try to get different sources of protein. They're trying to get soy, they're trying to get beef, and they're trying to get whey protein. They're trying to get all these other things. Apparently, there's some new trend, dog food. That's right. In order to put some muscle on, the gym guys are starting to go get their protein from dog food. No, thank you.
You're listening to